And we've got to get rid of this really stunted, limited self-image that we have of ourselves. And our self-image is too limited and stunted for what a great and marvelous creation that we are. And we're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, we're unique. Every person here in this room is unique. Your ideas, your insights, your thoughts, your situations in life, your opportunities that you personally have are unique. There is nobody else like you in the entire world. There has never been anybody like you, and there never will be anybody like you again. You are incredibly unique in the opportunities and insights that you have. Most people don't recognize their uniqueness. Most people think that they're ordinary. We should not only recognize our uniqueness, we should proclaim our uniqueness. The fact that there is nobody else like us puts it at a very, very great advantage when we recognize it. We're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, we're unique. We're a very great and marvelous creation because, number two, we can do anything. We can do anything. You can change jobs if you want. You can learn to speak any foreign language if you want. You can learn to play any musical instrument that you want. You take lessons and practice. You can learn any musical instrument. You can learn any craft or trade that you want. You can become an expert at any subject. Find a subject that you're passionate about. Devote yourself to it, and you will become an expert at that subject. You're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, you're unique. You're a very great and marvelous creation because, number two, you can do anything. And you're a very great and marvelous creation because, number three, you have unlimited power at your disposal. What's the unlimited power that I'm speaking of? It's the power of thinking thoughts. Every day when you wake up, you wake up with unlimited power at your disposal. Nobody tells you how to think. Nobody tells you what to think. Imagine being given a list of thoughts. Here's your thoughts for today. You don't have a list of thoughts. You get to think whatever you want. Doesn't even have to be real. You can create and manifest in your consciousness whatever you want. Most people think they're victims in life. But you realize now that you have unlimited power. Unlimited power to create and manifest. And if you don't use it today, guess what? Tomorrow morning, you wake up with unlimited power. Unlimited power. And if you don't use it that day, the very next day, life gives you unlimited power. Every single day that you wake up, you wake up with unlimited power because you have the power of choosing your thoughts. You're a very great and marvelous creation because, number one, you're unique. Number two, you can do anything. And number three, you have unlimited power at your disposal. You know, the information that I'm sharing you here in this training is information that was kept hidden from mankind for thousands of years. They felt that the average person was not worthy of this information or they would misuse it. And if you wanted this information, you had to go in the various mystery schools that existed in all the different cultures. And one of the mystery schools that existed in Greece, as you left the temple, had this inscription: "Do nothing evil, neither in the presence of others nor privately, and above all else, respect thyself." Above everything that I've been teaching you in this training, always carry yourself with dignity and respect. I don't care what situation you find yourself in, whether you're fixing the car, whether you're changing the baby's diapers, whether you're out having a walk, whether you're out looking for work, whether you're closing a million-dollar deal, whether you're visiting a sick friend, always carry yourself with dignity and respect. Why? Because you are unique. Because you can do anything. because you have unlimited power at your disposal. And the great challenge that faces each and every one of us is to awaken to this reality, to begin to live this reality, to begin to demonstrate it. Each of us at this point of our life must look very seriously, very courageously about the marvelous possibilities that exist for us in our life. Not as dreams that may or may not happen, but simply as realities awaiting our formation of them, because we have personal power to create and manifest. Long enough have we timidly tiptoed through life. It's time to plunge into life. There's no problem too big. There's no problem too difficult. When you have personal power, and you have personal power. You know, this training that I'm teaching you is, this is not some mind power 101 at university. This has got juice. This has got juice. And I'm passionate about the human potential. And there's 400 people in this room. And the question I want to ask is, why you? Why are you getting this information now when 99% of the people are not getting it? How come you? And on one level, you might say, well, I went to an introductory lecture, and I signed up, and I paid my money, and that's why I'm here. And on one level, you're right. But on a deeper level, a more profound level, you have created me. You are the cause of the things that happen to you. And you have created for yourself this powerful information now at this point of your life. And my question is, why? Why you? And the answer is, it's you because it's meant to be you. It's you because you're very special. It's you because at this point of your life, this information is made, tailor-made for you. And this isn't the end. This is the beginning of an entire new life. What we need here in this world is that we need champions. We need heroes, we need leaders, we need men and women of vision and power and courage. We desperately need these people. And who are these leaders? Who are the men and women of vision and power? Who are they? If they're not us, if they're not the 1% that have personal power, who are they? Letting them look after it is an illusion. There is no them. And I want you to know that I have, over these last 4 weeks, poured out to you my heart and my soul and my essence. And that I have passed to you the torch of personal power, personal understanding. And I am expecting great things from you. Thank you very much.
And now, our exercises for the week. Now that we've been introduced to our subconscious, our focus for this week will be on this important and valuable part of who we are. Our subconscious is our partner in success, a secret partner that we'd previously not used, but now we can. So for our first exercise, I want you to contemplate for 3 to 5 minutes that your subconscious is your partner in success. Your subconscious will act upon any images that are repeatedly presented to it. You can imprint anything you choose into your subconscious, and it will accept it. Once imprinted, our subconscious interacts with the energy web of all reality, attracting the people and circumstances that conform to the images we hold within. This is why it's so important to give our subconscious very clear images. With this new understanding of our subconscious, we can see how valuable our visualizations and affirmations are, for when practiced regularly, they imprint directly into our subconscious. Each day, contemplate the power of your subconscious and remember to journal any insights that come to you. And I can assure you that many insights will come from this exercise by contemplating the subconscious. The second exercise. Use the three steps to get answers from your subconscious. Pick an area of your life where you need answers or solutions and begin the three-step process that you've just learned. First step, contemplate that the perfect answers and solutions exist now. They exist within you because the subconscious has access to everything. It's not limited to your personal experiences and knowledge. Contemplate this. Second step, repeat to yourself, I know the answer to whatever it is that you're searching for. Now, your conscious mind doesn't know the answer, but your subconscious does. So when you're saying to yourself, I know the answer, you are affirming the power of the subconscious to reveal this information to you. And the third step is to relax in faith and confidence that you have the answer within. Maybe it will be revealed in a dream, an insight, the still small voice, a gnomon or message that will reveal itself to you. Relax and know that the process is working for you. How do you know this? You know because with practice you will experience it working for you. Our subconscious was designed to guide us in every area of our life, and as we align ourselves with it, the answers come to us. Imagine if you had the perfect answer and solution. How would you feel? Well, feel those sensations now. Practice these three steps each day this week. The third exercise is to identify a thought habit that no longer serves you. We are creatures of habit, and our mind has many habits, some of them which are counterproductive to our success and well-being. Our task is to recognize these thought habits and change them. So this week, identify a negative thought habit and change it by practicing the opposite. For example, if you find that you are critical of yourself or others, recognize that this criticism is counterproductive. Criticism does not serve you. It is projecting something negative on either you or others. If it is criticism that we choose to work with this week, what you would do is become aware every time this criticism comes to you. Observe it when it is happening, and change it into something positive. If it is yourself that you are critical of, then when you find yourself criticizing yourself, stop it immediately and begin acknowledging yourself for something positive. The acknowledging technique is a very powerful technique and very effective for eliminating the habit of criticism. If it is someone else that you are critical of, observe these thoughts as they are happening and change the criticism into something positive. Challenge the mind to find something positive about this person. Yes, that person does have positive qualities too. It's just that you've been focusing only on the negative parts of that person. Actually, this exercise of seeing positive in others can be very powerful in changing your energy. When we change how we think about ourselves or others, it changes us. As we change this habit within ourselves, we change our vibration. Our fourth exercise is to recreate our self-image into something that serves us. We have created our self-image, mostly unconscious, without realizing what we were doing. But now we know differently. We know that our self-image is a creation, and so we take responsibility for creating a new self-image that reflects who we want to be. Here is the mantra you must never forget. You will become whatever you consistently think about yourself. I will repeat this. You will become whatever you consistently think about yourself. What do you wish to become? How exciting that we get to recreate ourselves according to the vision of what we want to become. This week, choose a personal quality or characteristic that you want to become. Perhaps you want to continue with the quality that you've been working with for the past few weeks. If so, continue with it. Maybe you want to create something new. Our life is ours to create. Say to yourself every day 10 times, I will become whatever I consistently think about myself. Then create in your mind a clear image of the person you will become, are becoming. Imagine the person you are becoming with this quality, fully active, and all the changes that are happening to you. Be bold and daring. You are not limited to your past reality or limitations. You can do or become anything. Begin to recreate yourself in this new and exciting way. So have a fun week, a productive week, a creative week. Do your exercises every day, and we'll see you next week. Have a great week.